One thing that I love about Substate, I will say this. What I love about the state of Kansas is that in football and basketball and all sports, you aren't relying on computers. You actually play it on the floor. Okay? You actually play it on the floor. Now, you might be in a Substate that's really, really tough, and somebody else might be in a really weak Substate, but you at least have a chance to win on the floor against either great teams or really bad teams in your Substate. It's a luck of the draw based on where you're located many times in regards to geography, and that's why it works the way it does. I was already complaining about – I've complained about this as soon as 1A split into two divisions. I was the first one to whine about it, and I think Dusty was right there. I was 1A, he was 1B. And then 4A, when they went to two divisions, I just flat out shook my head and gave up.
4A was way bigger whining for me than 1A was.
Yes, I agree.
Because there was at least understanding of why 1A did.
Yes, there was. And it's getting worse with 1A because you get more and more schools merging, consolidating. There's not as many teams as there were when they did split at the originally.
Yeah.
Okay? But it's – I'm having this conversation on Twitter with a former athletic director of a small school, and he seems to be the only one in the world – that's arguing, and everybody else is on my side in this argument. The Axtell boys made state with 6 wins. We saw the bracket when it came out. St. Xavier's number one seed, and Dusty and I both knew that they hadn't played anybody. They beat two Cassius schools all year. They play a whole bunch of home schools.
Yeah.
They didn't play. I mean, they played one team 4 times. St. Xavier might be 16-4 going to substate, but they didn't beat anybody. Didn't play anybody. Didn't beat anybody. And so there's the Axtell boys sitting there with 4 wins going to substate. The Wetmore boys, I think, had 2 wins. And Southern Cloud boys were the 2 seed with 4 wins. And Dusty and I talked about this last week. And we said, right away, we said, I'll bet you Axtell or Wetmore or Southern Cloud wins that substate. It won't beat St. X, which means there'll be a team with a horrible record that'll make it out to Dodge City in 1A Division 2. We predicted it. We called our shot. It wasn't that hard to figure out. And Wetmore beat St. Xavier, not in the substate final, the substate semifinal in the first round, because there's only 5 teams in the substate, and so 4 or 3 get byes, which is ridiculous. You have 3 wins, you get a first round bye in substate. So you only have to win 2 games to make it to state, and that substate extremely weak, and Axtell ended up winning over Wetmore. Axtell boys won 1 game all year long in league. I didn't misspeak. Axtell boys won 1 game all year long in league. I have friends in the Axtell area, okay? This is not a criticism of the Axtell. They made it to state on the system, which is perfectly fine. They didn't do anything illegal.
No, no.
They won based on the system. The problem I have is with all the schools and the member institutions. I don't even blame Keisha. You know, a lot of people want to get caught up in blaming Keisha. You need to understand how it works. Keisha doesn't just randomly go, okay, we're going to split 1A into two divisions and 4A into two divisions. The member schools of that classification vote on it.
And
so
they have to put together a proposal.
And
Keisha doesn't
even
put the proposal together.
And they present it to Keisha, and then they can decide whether or not they can implement it, which means more officials, another state site, so forth and so on. Keisha, Gary Musselman has told me this numerous times. He's executive director of Keisha. He says, we try to do what the member schools want. So if the member schools want to split 4A into two divisions, even though we might not think that's the greatest idea, if that's what they want and they vote on it and they put together a proposal and we can make it work, then we're going to do what the member schools want. In essence, we'll do what the majority says, which is okay. So when people out there, when substates come together, now you can blame Keisha for how they determine who goes east and who goes west, okay? You can blame them for that. But you cannot... In essence, I mean, I guess you can in a roundabout way, but you need to understand that when 1A split to two divisions and they eliminated regional rounds, and when 4A split from one division to two divisions, this was not Keisha's doing. They implemented it, but it was voted on and put together and proposed by the schools in Class 4A and from Class 1A. So this is what they wanted. Now, there were schools that voted against it, but they're in the minority and got outvoted. So there are probably some of those schools today saying, we knew all along it's not what we wanted, but we were outvoted. And so you had to go with this system. And the system you have now is 5-team substates in 1A, or 6-team, or in some cases 4-team substates, where you only have to win 2 games to make state. And in some cases, you don't even have a winning team in your substate, or one winning team. Or in the case of Axtell, they're in a substate where the second-best record had 4 wins, which is ridiculous. And Axtell made it to state by winning 2 games and didn't beat a winning team to make it to state. They won 1 league game all year. They didn't beat a winning team at substate. And they beat Wetmore, a team they lost to early in the year, and Wetmore had 3 wins. Wetmore and Axtell were both a 1-11 in their league and were in the substate finals playing each other. They're from the Twin Valley League, if you don't know. So Axtell is going to go to state with a record of 6-17. That's a joke. It's ridiculous. Class 4A Division 1 has 8 teams at state, 3 have losing records, and 1 is 500. That means half the field doesn't even have a winning record. And that is a joke. I understand there's times where a team is Cinderella that can go 10-11, 11-10, and make it out of a substate, even an 8-team substate. I understand that. I don't have a big problem with an odd team having a near 500 record making state. I don't have a major problem with that. But when half your field has a losing record, and this is state, there's a problem. And when you have a team that wins 1 game their entire year in their league and doesn't have to beat a winning team in their substate and wins 6 games and only has to win 2 games to make it to state, that too, in my opinion, is ridiculous. And thus, you have a watered-down state tournament. It's what you have.
Yeah.
I mean, is any media member getting super psyched and excited about going to Emporia for 4A Division 1? I know I wouldn't be.
No.
Well, why is this? In Class 4A, you only have to win 2 games to make state. And then I had this athletic director, used to be at a small school, and I know him, and he's a good guy. And this is back where I used to live, not currently. And we were going back and forth on Twitter, and he says, listen, he said, those teams that made state at 6-17 are going to appreciate it just as much as teams that went 17-5. And I said, well, if that's the case, why don't we just go ahead and eliminate substate while we're at it? Let's just let everybody go to state, feel warm and fuzzy inside, and everybody can have a state experience. Well, that's ridiculous, he said. Well, why? Well, your comment's ridiculous. Okay, I'm sorry, but I've coached younger kids, and I will tell you right now, if I was a coach of a high school team that made it to state with a 6-17 record, here's how I would feel. I'd be like, okay, cool. We won in a system that we didn't create. We did what we're supposed to do. It's not our fault that our substate was so bad. It's not our fault that Keisha allowed the member schools to split in 2 divisions. It's not our fault that St. Xavier wasn't that great. It's not our fault that we didn't play any winning teams. We made it to state. We're going to take full advantage of it. But part of me would be a little bit embarrassed. I won 6 games in 1 game in my league, and I'm at state? That's an indictment on the system. It's a complete indictment on the system. And so I've heard people say, well, 1A, if you go to regionals, that's not fair. If you go back to the old system, because every other class doesn't have to go through regionals, but 1A does. Well, where have you been complaining and whining for the other classifications? Because why does 2A and 3A have to win 3 games to make state in an 8-team bracket, but 4A, 5A, 6A, and 1A don't? I mean, if you're going to get here on your high horse as a member of a 1A institution, and you want to say, well, I'm not a big fan of this way of doing things, and I agree with you, Wade, but I don't like the new proposal that's out there where we got to go back to a whole nother round of games and regionals because then we got to make more games to make state. Well, then you should have been screaming bloody murder for class 2A and 3A schools that have been in the same boat that you will be in when you have regionals. I mean, that's what 2A and 3A are doing. They got to play an extra game to make state. Everybody else in the state doesn't. 2A and 3A does. And I said it when 4A split into 2 divisions. Why don't you go ahead and split 2A and 3A too? I mean, let's just be fair, because it isn't fair.
No.
You know, life's not fair, but this isn't fair. This isn't fair that some teams only have to win 2 games and not have to beat anybody with a winning record to make state. It's not fair that 2A and 3A have to win 3 games, and in some substates, for some reason, there's 9 teams in one substate. You got to win 4 if you were really going to do something.
Yeah.
That's a joke.
Yeah.
And then you got 1A and 4A guaranteed only have to win 2 games, whereas 1A... And same thing with 5A and 6A. You're guaranteed. You don't have to win 3 games. You got to win 2. Whereas 1A, every once in a while, if you're a bottom seed, you might have to win 3. You might have to win 3.
Like 1 or 2 losses more than a 1 or 2.
Yeah.
Like a Lakeside, if they would have made it, or Thunder Ridge, if they go through.
They would have had to win 3.
They would have had to win 3.
Right.
And they did have to win 3 to make state. They didn't do it.
Right.
They did have to win 3 to make
state. So at least in 1A, there are circumstances where you have to win 3.
typically.
But there's no full 8-team substates anywhere in Class 1A.
The most there is is 6.
Right. Anyway. Which means your top two teams get byes, which means your best teams in 1A only have to win 2 games to make state. Which they've earned that with their seed, but in the case of Southern Cloud Boys, they won 4 games at the time they were seeded per substate.
Yeah, and they had 5 by the time they got there and then got the bye. So, it was
so they get a bye with only 5 wins during the season.
5 wins.
Yeah, by the way, yeah. Yeah. So
I do.
It's not a perfect system, and I guess I want to make sure that people – it's funny because if it happens in your backyard, then you start arguing it. And, for instance, like 1A schools start arguing when they don't make it in because they were in the tough substate or they were in the weak substate, they don't complain about it. But then all of a sudden when they're in the tough substate, they complain about it. Well, you know, it's funny how that works.
Well,
and then
that
also,
happens at every level.
Right,
not
I know,
just 1A.
I know. Yeah. But here's the thing. If you're going to whine about having to play an extra round of regionals, well, that's how it used to be, and it worked out great. And you had a terrific – in fact, it was the best state term in the state, in my opinion, was Class 1A because you had regionals. You got rid of all the bad teams within regionals, and if not regionals, you got rid of them right away in substate. And it allowed you to take the top two teams for each regional, so some of the better teams had a better chance of making it to substate and then going on to state and splitting apart so you didn't have the same teams like a St. John's Tipton Osborne in the exact same substate.
In the old system, those I'm very convinced in the old system, St. John's Tipton and Osborne would both be out of Hayes this week.
Yes,
I
agree.
The talent that they have, they, you know,
they would have been in the same regional, probably.
Regional, not the substate.
They would have been.
One of them will beat each other out there in the regional. They'll both
go
to substate.
They split.
And they split, and I'm convinced that both of those teams will be out of state. I'm convinced that last year, St. John's Tipton and Axtell girls would have both been at state.
Uh-huh.
They've had to play each other in the sub-state championship. This system that you have right now is no different than what it was, except it's one round less, and you're getting knocked out before you should.
Yes.
If you're a good team, you're getting, because of the way they have these regional set or sub-states set up, it's the same assignments as regionals were. So you're getting knocked out instead of making it to state in this system. What I want to tell people that don't like it, that say, why should we have to play an extra round? Okay, if you're one of the best teams in this old system, you only have to win one more game than 3A and 2A does.
Yep.
It's one more because it's the same setup.
It
There's
is.
6 teams in a region, maybe 5. There'd probably be 5 now with as little of schools as there are.
Right.
So there'd be 5 in a region. You have to win 2 games at regionals. You have to win 2 games at substate. It's one more game.
You're right.
That you have to win compared to 3A and 2A. I realize it's 2 more games than you have to win now in 1A, but I have no problem with that. If you can't go through your regional,
if you're a really good team, it won't be as hard for you to win 4.
You actually only have to win 3 games to make state in that system.
Yes,
because
you get runner
you
up
play
in regional.
The substate. If you lose in the regional,
true.
You still go to substate, so you still only have to win 3 games. So
That's
you
true.
Really only have to win 1 more.
True.
Win. You have to play 2 more, but you have to win 1 more.
True.
To get to state.
And you get a bit of a mulligan if you lose in a tough regional.
Yeah.
You still
exactly.
make it to substate.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I say that St. John's Tipton and Osborne boys would probably both be at Hayes this week.
I agree.
If it was the old system.
Sure.
Now, there's some years that's not going to be the case.
Right.
I did hear one
sometimes coach. You might get put in the same substate like you were, and you won't make it because this happened all the time with Centralia-Baileyville B&B when I was up there. Those two, you know, big rivals, they were awesome in boys and girls basketball, and they always wanted to be in the same regional. They were praying they're in the same regional because that way they would go opposite substates so that they both meet again at state because they were the best teams in the state, always ranked in the top 5. Well, if they got split in regionals, you knew that one was going to knock out the other at substate.
Yeah. And I did see one coach that was involved in that Axtell substate on Twitter saying that we're happy that we have a good seed, we have a first-round bye, whatever, and we're in this substate that's not loaded. But he said it definitely diminishes the accomplishments of what we had to do back in the early 2000s of a really, really good team that we had to fight and claw through a really good regional and get to the sub-state championship and then ended up losing.
Mm-hmm.
But it just diminishes what they had to do back then to see what it is now.
Yeah. Think about previous teams at Axtell, for instance, and this could apply to any school in our area. Teams that had great teams back in the day that had the extra round that didn't make it, and then they see teams now only have to win 2 games to make state, and they had 6 wins or 8 wins or 10 wins, and they made it to state, and they're sitting there going, that team made it to state, but we didn't even make it to state back. But it's just a different system. And life isn't fair. I get that. And there's definitely a better way to do the system. I'll give you, I had some people tell me, it's been an interesting conversation I had on Twitter, a lot of people over the weekend. And the media consensus is that something has to change. I mean, every single person in media that we work with agrees with us. I mean, it's unanimous, man. I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
You know it is. But there's been other suggestions out there. And certain suggestions that are cool ideas, but will never happen because we know how Keisha works.
If it was my way, there'd be an easy fix for this, but it's never going to happen.
It's never going to happen. And the biggest thing that that people from smaller schools say, and we represent the smaller school market, so we would be okay with this idea, but we know it's not going to happen, and that is to split all the classes evenly to where 5A and 6A have to have 48 in their classification. Just go 48 all the way down or however way you want to do it, 64, 48, but whatever. 6A and 5A, they don't have just two games to make it to state, because that's, you know, same thing applies to them as 4A and in 1A in some cases. And I will say to those people that say that, yep, I'm with you. And if you can somehow convince people to do it, I'm with you. I will be at the front of that train, and I will drive that train. But it's not going to happen because the 5A and 6A schools will never agree to it, because remember, it has to be voted on by the schools of those classifications.
Yeah.
They will never vote on it unless Keisha changes their bylaws and they become a dictatorship. Exactly. It has to be proposed first. And why is 5A and 6A going to propose to make it harder to make it to state?
Yeah.
And here's the question I have, is how it's going to work with 4A, because there's some schools that probably like, and 1A too, that do have a better chance of making state and do like the experience of making state and think everything's just hunky-dory and doesn't even, never went to a state tournament when it was really good before they split into divisions.
Yeah.
They don't understand this is the way it's supposed to be. When you have a 40-point blowout in a state semifinal, there's a problem. That should only happen in the first round of state, if that.
Yeah.
You should never have blowouts in the semifinals. I know it can happen from time to time. Crazy things happen. But when you have a losing team.
Bishop Miege in 4A football.
Right.
You know?
But if you have a losing team going up against a team that has let's say it's 22-0 versus a team like Axtell that's 6-17. And I don't know who Axtell's playing. It's Caldwell. They're 19-2. But let's say Caldwell wins this game. Now watch. Axtell might play great because they do play in a better league. I get that. But if Caldwell ends up winning by 49 points, what's everybody going to say? Anybody going to be surprised by it?
No.
People are going to say, well, that's what you get for having a 6-win team in state.
Well, I mean, right, wrong, or otherwise, we had this. It wasn't 6 wins, but we had the same situation last year.
Yes, we did.
In the first round, and it was two area teams. 71-27 was the final score. And I'm not trying to take anything away from Sylvan Lucas, but everybody knew that St. John's Tipton was clearly better than them. And Sylvan Lucas obviously improved this year. I think that probably might have helped them to be part of that and have that excitement. And they got better this year, but they were, 10-12 going to state last year? Because they had 7 wins going into substate, and they were one of those teams that had to win 3 games to make it.
And they did win 3.
They did, and so they got the job done, but it's the same kind of scenario there.
But if you have a regional round and then substate, the chances of teams like that making state are less.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they shouldn't be able to make state. If they earn it, they earn it. But this is the easiest way I can simplify the whole thing, this whole discussion. When you have 8 teams in a bracket, like 2A and 3A do, or if you have an extra round like 1A used to do with regionals and then substate, I'll simplify this as cleanly as I can. You weed out the bad teams. It's a better vetting process to weed out the bad teams, and it gives the better teams a better chance of not stumbling in a one-game situation in substate, because you can lose one at regionals. Now, can you be a losing team and still make it out of regionals and be a runner-up and then win your substate? Yes, but you would have to win, in essence, 2 more games. If you're a bad team, you'd have to win 4 to make state. If you're a good team, like you said, you probably have to win. You might win 1 at regionals and a 6-team regional, and you get a first-round bye, and then you lose in the regional final, but you go split opposite, and then you're in a easier substate, and you're not shoved with one of the best teams in the state. In 4A Division I, 3 of the top 4 teams in the state were in the same substate.
Yeah.
Now you have 4 teams at 4A Division I that have a 500 record or worse. And like I said, there's no perfect system. It happens all the time. Geography-wise, it's always a problem. I told you about Centralia and Baileyville B&B. In this situation, you have Osborne, St. John's, Tipton boys. We know, everybody knows, Osborne will be the first one to tell you, St. John's, Tipton boys should be at state two. And I guarantee if St. John's, Tipton would have won, Lance Bergman would have said, Osborne should be at state two. It's a shame that we had to play each other. And they played. They played a fourth time. And Osborne, give them credit. I heard you say it. I mean, I listened. They had to have played very well, and they did. And they earned their way to state. I heard Lance say that after the game. They earned their way to state. They deserve it. It still doesn't change the bummer of the fact that you're 22-0 and you got to play a team a fourth time, and it's on their home floor because of the luck of the draw. They host sub-state. Not luck of the draw. They bid for it, but they got chosen. That it's an advantage. That somebody could argue about that part of the system. Shouldn't it be on a neutral floor?
Somebody already arguing that, yeah.
Well, right, and I understand it. It's been that way all the time. Yeah. Are you going to have all your 1A games at Hayes? Well, then you just eliminate sub-states and have everything at Hayes. Of course, that won't work schedule-wise.
Yeah.
So there's no perfect system, but I'm a huge, huge, huge proponent of getting this thing changed because I can't stand 4A being split into two divisions. I know there might be folks in Clay Center and Concordia that would disagree with me, and they say, hey, it's better because we don't have to compete against these schools that have much higher enrollments. I've heard one school I've talked to, a member, an athletic director, tell me that since they went from 4A, one division to two divisions, it's cost their school a lot of money.
Yeah.
Because think about it, you go to state now more often. This wasn't thought about when these schools voted on this. And, of course, the school funding got cut by the state. But they started talking about how, listen, now we're going to every single state competition, we qualify. And so we got to have buses going to these sites across the state. We've got to pay for hotel rooms for our students and meals and this and that or whatever. And next thing you know, that's not a budget that I had planned. And now I got to find a way to come up with that money because we are at everything because we now have, twice the chance to make state. I mean, you've doubled your chances. When 4A split into two divisions, you automatically doubled your chances of making state. And the fact that you have 10 out of the 32 teams in 4A Division 1 and 2 that are ranked is also a joke. You're ranking a third of the teams. There's times where you got to get desperate to find a 9-loss team to put as number 10.
Yeah.
It happens in 1A Division 2 and 1 as well. Don't you change the rankings. Do what football does. Top 5 and have others receiving votes. Don't do a top 10 in basketball and there's only 32 teams. I'd say get away with the rankings completely because the rankings don't mean anything. Get the sub-state anyway. They seed you on your records.
Yeah.
Somebody said, how about coming up with a system where you seed everybody across the state and then you just have 16-team brackets and you travel to the higher-seeded site? Well, okay, I'm all cool with that, but once again, that's
good
a lot,
idea, but good luck with that.
Good luck with it, and there's a lot more travel, and you take the top two teams from each sub-state.
So there'd be
four sub-states of 16 is what this person proposes,
yeah.
And you take the top two. Now, I'm okay with the top two. I'm okay with the idea, but then you're going to have from a media perspective, that'd be hard to cover. And secondly, you're going to have everybody traveling one way or another to play a game here, then a game here, and then a game here, instead of having a site that hosts sub-state for the final semis and the finals. You know what I'm saying?
How are you going to justify that first round game between Dighton and Hanover?
Yes, exactly.
I know. I get it, and people have they're passionate about it, which is what I love about
sure.
this. Everybody's passionate.
People
about
that care
this.
About it. It's great,
and we all are, and that's what I love about everybody arguing about this.
Sure,
but
that means something needs to be done.
Something does need to be done, but you've got to be realistic. You can't say, "Oh, St. Francis is going to play Marmaton Valley in the first round of the playoffs."
Yes,
no, it's not going to work.
Part of the problem with the system is it has to be this way, I think, because of what you just said. And that is, it has to be geographical. As you just said, it makes no sense for Pittsburgh Colgan to go all the way to St. Francis, okay, for a football game or for a basketball game or for any athletic competition. And so and what happens is your schools sometimes get punished because they're in an area where there's good football or basketball. And I experience that all the time. Nemaha Valley, Sabetha, many times they meet each other, never make it to state, both of them, because they always had to play each other. I had the same thing with Centralia and Baileyville all the time. In this situation, you have St. John's, Tipton, and Osborne. There have been other times where we've had other area teams knock out each other because they're in the same area. And sometimes your area can be weak, and there's not a lot of great ball, and so you have an easier time making state. Sometimes it changes from year to year, too. Like this year, you could be stacked, a whole bunch of great teams in your area, and once you make it to state, state's actually easier than getting out of your own regional or sub-state. And that, I don't think you can ever fix. I don't think you can ever fix that because you don't want teams going from, like you said, Hanover to Dighton, Colgan to St. Francis, things like that. I get that part. Having said all that, we need to find a system where six-win teams don't make state. Teams that only win one game in their league doesn't make state. And half of a complete boys basketball bracket, a complete bracket of eight teams at state, only half have a winning record. That, to me, is not good, and it waters down and takes away from what a state tournament's supposed to truly be. Now, you can call me fuddy-duddy, and you can be Mr. All Participation guy and say, well, this is great. More schools have a better chance of making it state, and more schools get the experience of making state. Well, if that's your argument, then let's just go ahead and eliminate all the substates and just let everybody play. And I'm sorry, but guess what? Substate is an extension of state. You're eliminated as you go. So really, it is a state tournament. It's not classified as a state tournament, but you are. You get to prove on the floor whether you're going to make it or not. You have to win or lose on the court. You're not getting selected because you have the better uniforms or you had a better strength of schedule. You actually go out there and you play the games, whether it's an extra round of regionals or you play it in sub-state or in state. All we're saying is there are way too many classes in the state of Kansas. I mean, Kansas population-wise has not even close to Colorado and Missouri, and I believe Missouri and Colorado have less classifications.
Yeah, they do.
In fact, Kansas, I think, is one of the most classifications in the entire country when it comes to state or to sports in their active association. Why is that? Well, it's because 4A schools voted on splitting into two divisions. 1A schools voted on splitting into two divisions, and Keisha said, okay, we think we can make that happen. That's what you want. That's what we'll give you. And thus, I don't put all this on Keisha. Unless you want to make Keisha a dictator, and you want Keisha to force whatever they want upon everybody, then they could have said, no way, we don't want to mess with coming up with refs and a whole nother site for 1A and 4A.
Well, believe me,
they don't. But if the member schools voted majority-wise for it, they're doing what they say in their bylaws. They'll do what's best. And if the member schools come up with a proposal and they say this is what we want to do and we have the majority, we have enough votes to do it, Keisha pretty much has to figure out a way to do it, even if they don't agree with it. So be careful to throw Keisha under the bus with the splitting of divisions. Now, in regards to the way it's all put together, that you can argue with about Keisha, and you can argue about how they assign teams in substates. I still don't know how Scott City was at the Beloit substate a few years ago. But once again, that's an example of something that you still had to play on the court, and Beloit still... Yeah. I heard Beloit fans whine about that, and I understand it. Top two teams in the state were in the same sub-state, but Beloit did have it on their home floor. They lost by 1 point. Scott City won it all and weren't challenged as much as Beloit. That was probably the state championship game that night, sub-state, in Beloit. That, too, was not fair. And people said, why did Scott City come all the way to Beloit? That, once again, is a question I can't answer. It would have to be asked of the Kansas State High School Activity Association. People could ask, why is St. John's Tippit Osborne the same sub-state? Why couldn't one of them gone east? Well, once again, you'd have to ask Keisha on that, but most of it's about geography and location. That one makes more sense because St. John's and obviously out of Beloit and Tipton and Osborne, it's close. It makes sense for them to be in the same substate. It just so happened you have two really good boys basketball teams, and one's going to make it. We knew it all along, and one was not. And congratulations to Osborne because they played great and they made it. But it is a bummer for a team, any team that's undefeated, going in, that's beaten a team three times, that is really a bummer. I've given this example 1,000 times before. I'll give it one more time in case people missed it. Centralia Baileyville girls, 1 year, played each other 5 times. Centralia beat Baileyville 4 times. They beat them twice in the regular season. They beat them in the TVL tournament, and they beat them in regionals. Okay, so they went opposite substates. They both met a state championship game. I think it was 99. I don't know for sure off the top of my head, somewhere in that range. Centralia was undefeated. Hadn't lost a game. B&B didn't have a lot of losses either, but 4 of those were to Centralia. They played a 5th time, not a 4th time, a 5th time at state. Winner take all. Centralia didn't have a 20-point lead because they won 4 games prior to that. You start 0-0, and guess who won the game? Baileyville B&B, the 5th time was a charm, and they knocked out Centralia, and Centralia had to settle for 2nd place. It ruined Centralia's perfect season, and Centralia, of course, wasn't happy. They had to play Baileyville B&B 5 times, but they knew that was going to probably happen.
Yeah.
And it comes down to how you played that game. So if it was a best-of-7, Centralia would have been state champs. St. John's Tipton Osborne, they'd be up 3-1 in a best-of-7, okay? Yeah. But it isn't how they play it. You have to play your best on the night that is the most important. And that happens to be sub-state championship Saturday or state championship Saturday, whatever day you want to pick. or whatever game you're playing at that particular time, you at least settle it on the court. You do find out who's the better team that particular day on that court. Whether or not you're playing another great team or you're playing somebody that's horrible, you still play it. So I will say we at least do that.
Yeah. Be thankful for that part of it.
Yes.
Those rankings don't mean anything when they come out.
Can you imagine if Keisha decides on who makes it the state and who doesn't?
We have a...
Don't want that.
The state basketball committee.
Like the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
You know? Now, there's people argue about that. You should expand the tournament and include everybody in the NCAA tournament and then weed it out. I'm not for that, but that's what some people argue. So anyway, just food for thought. You don't have to agree with Dusty and I. I mean, everybody has their own opinion on it. It's just some different perspectives. And we're not one of those people that has got colored glasses on for a particular team. That's why I think our what we say probably has a little bit more credibility than some fans, because they see it on how it affects their school. And I understand it.
Oh, yeah.
I totally get it, because I would be the same way. If I wasn't in radio and I wasn't covering a whole bunch of teams and so forth and so on and been a whole bunch of state tournaments the last 23 years, I would be the same way. I'd be all glued onto my school and going, how did my school get robbed? I get it. Or how did my school get a benefit of the doubt or caught a break? I get all that. And one year it's going to work for you. The next year the system might not work for you. But I will tell you, you could pull all the media in the state of Kansas that have been to multiple state tournaments at different state tournament sites, and we are all, I would think, almost basically be unanimous that something needs to change, especially at the 1A and 4A level.
Yeah.
And probably 5A and 6A wouldn't hurt either.